and this is Ozarks at Large. A Fayetteville police officer who was shot and killed last weekend as he waited for his partner outside the police station was laid to rest yesterday. Hundreds of people stood up and down the streets for a procession honoring Officer Stephen Carr as he was escorted to Bud Walton Arena for a funeral service. At the intersection of Crossover and Huntsville Roads, people stood with their hands over their hearts while others waved American flags. The procession included hundreds of law enforcement officers in their patrol vehicles. They came from all over Arkansas. There was Conway, Texarkana, Green Forest. The list goes on. And still others came from all over the country. There were officers from Oklahoma, Missouri, Texas, and Louisiana. All of them then gathered at Bud Walton Arena with Officer Carr's family and loved ones.
On behalf of the Carr family, the City of Fayetteville, and the Fayetteville Police Department, I welcome you to this service of remembrance and thanksgiving for the life of Officer Stephen Carr. My name is Jan Davis. I serve as senior pastor of Central United Methodist Church on Dixon Street in downtown Fayetteville. Stephen Carr was one of the officers who served our church Sunday mornings, providing security for our campus. He was known and loved by our congregation.
Officer Carr's uncle, Brian Carr, who flew in from upstate New York, spoke at the service.
We didn't get into town in time to see that candlelight vigil that was held downtown. But as we're flying in, we passed over that. And we could see it out the plane window. And it was just unbelievably moving.
Brian Carr also shared several stories of his nephew, including this one about going to New York City to watch the ball drop on New Year's Eve.
So Stephen had heard there's going to be a million people down there, and there's not enough restroom facilities to accommodate everybody. Well, that's a problem. Stephen wanted to party. So being innovative like he is, he decided, hey, adult diapers would be that'd be the answer to this problem. That's a true story.
The funeral service was also attended by Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge and Governor Asa Hutchinson.
As others have already mentioned, Stephen loved his family. He loved football. He loved to hunt. And he loved to cook. But his professional passion was being a police officer, and he worked to be the best around.
Officer Carr was 27 years old and had been with the police department for just 2.5 years. This is Ozarks at Large.